from the diary of Sir Faustina, number 684.
And it goes like this. This is a meditation which she did on 1936, a holy hour, at 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. And she sees herself in the moment of the institution of the Eucharist. And she sees Jesus there praying. It's a Thursday. During this holy hour of prayer, Jesus allowed me to enter the cenacle, the upper room, and I was a witness to what happened there. However, I was most deeply moved when, before the consecration, Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and entered into a mysterious conversation with his Father. It is only in eternity that we shall really understand that moment. His eyes were like two flames. His face was radiant, white as snow. His whole personage full of majesty. His soul full of longing. At the moment of consecration, love rested satisfied. The sacrifice fully consummated. Now only the external ceremony of death will be carried out. External destruction. The essence of it is in the cenacle. Never in my whole life had I understood this mystery so profoundly as during that hour of adoration. Oh, how ardently I desire that the whole world would come to know this unfathomable mystery. It is always good to meditate everything in our faith through the eyes of the saints. And in this case, we're going to meditate about this sacred mystery, the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, today on Holy Thursday, with this in mind. Saint Faustina, in this passage, tells us of the importance not only of the Eucharist, but also of the Eucharist seen as a sacrifice. She says in the end, the essence of the sacrifice happens in during Holy Thursday. What does this mean? Well, we know that in the cross, Jesus Christ died for us, and he did a sacrifice. Dr. Scott Hahn, a biblical scholar known by many, explains how some people, especially the Protestants, believe that this day is called Maundy Thursday because it's a mandate. The Lord commands to celebrate this mystery. But they only see this mystery as a sacred meal. But for us Catholics, it's not just a sacred meal. It's not just food. But above all, it's a sacrifice. And it is very important that we know this because otherwise we won't understand fully the significance of the Eucharist. And he goes on to say that the institution of the Eucharist is the font of the Paschal mystery. It is the source or the origin of the sacrifice. It is very important that we understand this. What's going to take place tomorrow on Good Friday, the exterior sacrifice, it's only an outcome or what follows to the sacrifice that was already offered on Holy Thursday in the cenacle, in the upper room. As St. Faustina says, it's the essence of the sacrifice because sacrifice is self-giving. And Jesus gave himself from that point, right? So, Dr. Scott Hahn goes on to say that if the Holy Thursday were just to be a meal, then Good Friday would only be an execution. But we know that it is not only that. Holy Thursday is not only the celebration or the last celebration that Jesus Christ did with his disciples of the ancient Passover, but it is the fulfilling of that ancient Passover, because he is now the true Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So if Holy Thursday is
not just a meal, but really already a sacrifice, it transforms Good Friday into what it really is, into the sacrifice of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, in such a way that no longer all the ancient sacrifices of lambs and goats are necessary anymore, because in this sacrifice we have our salvation and we have the redemption of our sin. The Eucharist is this sacrifice. But as we're celebrating in this Holy Week, we know that it's, as the church calls it, it's a triduum, which means 3 days, but really one only day or one only sacrifice in different aspects. Holy Thursday is the sacrifice of the Eucharist, the sacrament. Good Friday is the sacrifice of Calvary, the redemption of mankind. But all we know that Jesus' whole life was redemptive, but especially this moment, he gives up his life so that we may have life in us. And then Easter Sunday is what makes this sacrifice a blessed sacrifice through Jesus' resurrection. So we said in the beginning, it is not just a meal, right? It is more than a meal, but it is also a meal. Scott Hahn goes on to say that it is the sacrificial communion upon the sacrificial victim. Because that meal, we participate in Jesus' sacrifice. That's why when we participate in Mass, when we receive Holy Communion, we offer also our lives with Christ and with the Church to the Father. That's why when we participate in Holy Communion, we are uniting ourselves to Jesus, and not only to Jesus as a person, but to his sacrifice. And that's why whenever everything we do, we offer it up in during Holy Mass, and when we receive the Holy Communion, the Father looks at our lives through the life of Christ. He sees us also as sons in the Son. But it is not only a meal. It is also a new covenant. Jesus is not only the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, but also the high priest and also the altar. In the words of consecration, we know that it is a real and true mystery. It is the new Passover. The old is now fulfilled in the new and even surpassed. Holy Thursday transforms Good Friday from this execution of a man into the sacrifice of the Son of God, right, for our salvation. It gives meaning to his execution. If Jesus hadn't instituted the Holy Eucharist, we wouldn't understand fully what it means for him to have died on the cross. Because now he unites his sacrifice to the Eucharist as this new, as we said, this new covenant, the new covenant with God and his people. And the third point is that it is a sacrament of love. Sacrament means a mystery. We know that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, but in a mysterious way, in a sacramental form. And it's the sacrament of love because it is there in which he gives himself to the fullest, because he remains with us for all of time, as he said in the Gospel of Matthew, right? I will be with you until the end of time. Every day he remains with us in this blessed sacrament, not only here, but all around the world where the Catholic faith is celebrated, where the sacred mysteries take place. Jesus does not lose his life, but he freely, and this is very important, he freely gives it up for us. He is free. It is a free sacrifice. He is not just killed, and he is not just like defeated, but he is victorious precisely because he surrenders his life freely for us. The cure of ours says that in the institution of the Eucharist, the Lord shows us his love in a very special way. First of all, in the gift. Because we know when we make a gift to somebody, it is something symbolic or something that expresses in some way our love. But as a difference of the gifts that we make to other people, in the Eucharist, Jesus does not only give something of himself, but he gives himself in this gift. Because it is he really present, body and soul, blood and divinity. The reason for this gift, we know, is his love. Because he doesn't want us to be alone. In him and with him, all solitude is vanquished. In his presence, we find our true happiness. We find love. And we experience ourselves loved by this God so good who gave his life for us. And the Holy Curiavars will end saying that with this gift, we receive so many graces. Love, comfort, happiness, cure, even from illnesses, strength, and all riches. Because he is God, he is not only man. And in this precious, really precious, as we call it, precious blood, this blessed sacrament, we find everything that our hearts desire. That's why as we begin, or we're already in Holy Week, but as we begin this Triduum, and especially tonight with the commemoration of the institution of the Blessed Sacrament, let us acknowledge and remember that it is really one, we could say, quote, long day, right? Because it begins today, but it ends really with the Easter Vigil on Saturday. So each day, really, we must contemplate a different aspect of this mystery, of this sacrifice, as we were trying to explain. And as St. Faustina mentions, it is the essence of the sacrifice that happens and that takes place in the institution of the Eucharist. So we must pray to the Lord, just as she said at the end of her meditation, that we may come to know this unfathomable mystery. How ardently I desire that the whole world would come to know this unfathomable mystery. We too, dear brothers and sisters, should wish that everyone would come to know this blessed sacrament. We know that here in the home, it is our first mission, the defense of the Eucharist. But so many people really know what it means and what this day, Holy Thursday, really means. So we must pray for all our brothers and sisters, especially those who are called Christians, because even though they don't know, it is what it means, right? The fullness of its meaning, it's here with us. Jesus, really present, who gives himself to us so that we may have life. And as St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows says, life for life, blood for blood, love for love. Let us pray before the Blessed Sacrament for this world that is so far away from love, from giving up their life as Jesus did. You know, blood, as Father Peter was explaining, is also an image of life. We need to understand that life is only gained when it is given up. As our Lord Jesus said, if you want to follow me, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. We have to follow. We don't have to go before him. We have to follow him. And we learn that before him here present. Let us ask the Lord especially for two virtues, the virtues of humility and the virtues of love. Because without humility and without love, we will not be able to understand this mystery. We pray this through the intercession of St. Faustina and all the saints in heaven, especially our Blessed Mother, that she may help us to come to love this mystery every day more and more. And that when we are tonight before the Blessed Sacrament accompanying Jesus in that time of Gethsemane, before the Blessed Sacrament, we may ask him that he may share with us a little bit more of what it means to have him present with us. Let us pray now in silence, and let us also thank the Lord for this blessed sacrament. So be it.